Nightbird Books in Fayetteville was invaded by birds last Saturday night. That's Birds LLC, an independent poetry press founded in 2010. Five poets involved with the press, either as authors or editors, came through to read from their work as a part of the Improved Lighting Reading Series. Here are some highlights, first from Chris Tonelli, then Paige Taggart, Sam Starkweather, Justin Marks, and Emily Pettit, followed by music from Zach Waite.
There's an energy that remains dormant when there's no longer an object of belief, an effort, a herd. Sometimes I exercise. God. A poet is the opposite of God. I act out a nostalgia that becomes my life. We drift further apart. This is what a symbol is. Thanks.
This is called Your Wing Deck is a Lazy Beetle. Your wing deck is a lazy scarab beetle. A lazy beetle. A sonic story. Your beetle is lazy. It beelines nothing. Your lazy beetle can't beeline. You have a lazy beetle. Your beetle is cross-eyed. It's a cross-eyed, no good for nothing beetle. I hate your beetle. I want a dog and a toad. I want a healthy dog and a healthy toad. I want my toad to ride around on my dog's back, share noodles. I want to learn to sing. I want to learn to sing with emotion and intelligence. My ideas have gone hog wild. I like expressions. I think they act like vices. We have a proclivity towards one another, and they make me comfortable because these expressions are not entirely my own. I am in nature in a leotard. My leotard looks like the jungle. I hang from branches and dominate the sky. Sure, that's exposure, but try it with no hands.
And this is the last thing I read. This is from the same thing, just a different chapter, chapter 6. No one owns water. To act, to come, to be more than oneself is to be being. Snow is music, trouble, a living verb. It is actually pragmatic to kiss dirt, mapping the known ways of letting go, an agency round and blue and turning. A record of this, streaming silence without end, bury us in anything but earth. Entering the arches, empowerment is waiting. Hope, a word belly up in a pool. Gravity is a question, the intimacy of what you can't comprehend. The mind makes itself into a fist, no aperture, the sum lure of rockets, a lack of middle ground in a world without buildings. A public must choose a way.
Sometimes I like my own poems a little too much. Behold my strawberry power. Beware my mutilated marginalia, reality's undergarments. The air smells like old sponge. The perfect word is perfect. The saddest, death. Daily activity, another awesome ending. I kiss the fingers that hold these tiny shoes.
This next poem is Goat in the Snow, which is the title poem of the book. And the title comes from a conversation I had with one of my little brother's friends like 7 years ago. And I was telling him I really wanted to be a fly on the wall at a party that I had come from. And he's a football player. And he was just like, be a goat in the snow. And I was like, what did you just say? And he was like, be a goat in the snow. And I was just like, Rory, I'm going to title my book that. And he was like, promise? And I was like, promise. And that was 7 years ago. I hadn't written the poem yet, so that was a lot of pressure then. But then I wrote the poem, and this is that poem. Goat in the snow. A goat is not a sheep, though I know people who have made this mistake, not meaning to be flippant. This is not how to start a fire with sticks. I do not believe that music comes from a place of silence, just as life does not begin from a point of stillness. After passing the farm with the goat, it was important to slow down. Hello, goat. Hello, officer. So easy to lose track when going downhill. It isn't always easy to become calm after such an outburst of excitement. Some people don't have their animals down. I myself would not recognize a mongoose, but I know the word mongoose, and I know it refers to an animal, a mammal. I imagine it to be long-torsoed and beady-eyed, but I don't know. Remember when we were at that place where the floor tilted? That was a place where we could close our eyes. They were closed. They were open. We were accumulating information. Sometimes this meant we were filing things, and we hate filing things. And so it goes. Later, we were laughing. If you fumble, you better laugh. I've seen a goat chase a llama, and it's hard to take that seriously. Some things we will repeat over and over again. I said, I want to be a fly on the wall. Someone said, be a goat in the snow. We like to think of shipwrecks and that goat's eyes are the secret to goats. I think if I had a soul, it would be saying soul. To move quietly past a fence without hesitation is what a goat does.
I signed up to fill the slot before, so it just said Zach Wade, but it's a total group. Because I can't do anything by myself.
Listen to the way the children play. As the day slips away and the night comes on. And the light comes on.
Those were highlights from last Saturday's Improved Lighting Readings, which featured the independent press Birds LLC. For more information about the press, you can visit their website, birdsllc.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.